and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How is your day going? How is the day going for your loved ones and your other close associates who may not be considered your loved ones? I tell you what, it really matters when we care about those close to us, doesn't it? And when those close to us care about us, something about mutual compassion, mutual love, mutual caring, mutual concern. Man, when it's flowing both ways instead of just one way, it is so fulfilling. Talking husband, wife, parents, children, siblings, siblings, co-workers, co-workers, supervisor, supervised. When the love, the compassion, the concern are flowing both ways, it can make life so much better. Well, so that means when we ask that question, how is your day going? We definitely want you to be thinking about what others are doing to make things better for you. We may have to consider what others may be doing to make things a little uncomfortable or stressful for us. We may and need to be asking, what are we doing to make things better for someone else? And we may need to consider what we may be doing to make things stressful and unnecessarily so for someone else. Something about kindness. Something about love. And when we're offering the best that our Creator puts in us, instead of the worst that we can often put inside of each other and that other unseen forces can put inside of us, when we're reaching down deep and pulling out the worst that can be found in mankind, even though it can be satisfying, even though it can be pleasing, there are many, many people who find that to be a pleasant experience. When we reach down deep and we're able to find the best that can be found in mankind and offer that to people instead, it can be so much more fulfilling. And especially when we get to a point where after we have allowed ourselves to be filled with so much good, we don't have to reach down deep to find the good, to find the best that can be found in mankind. We just reach in, and there it is. And we come out with it, with that which is good. And we offer that to whomever. And that's part of the reason that I often encourage people, especially I want to say this to people in power. I know that very often there are things going on in this world that kind of upset you the same way the rest of us can be upset. And sometimes we upset you, those of us who don't have the power, the influence, the wealth that you have. Sometimes we say things that really just rub you the wrong way. I know I've had to apologize for having done that. Well, I say I've had to apologize. I have apologized because I was compelled to. I had to do that. When I realize I've done wrong, ladies and gentlemen, it is important to me to admit that and simply apologize without making any excuses, without trying to minimize, without trying to justify, to just plain and simple, I was wrong and I messed up. I apologize. I have to do it, not in the sense that someone is forcing me to do it. Fortunately, that's my personality. And if, you know, the person I've done wrong never says a word to me. Never brings it to me. Hey, look, this is what you said or this is what you did. And I was really offended by that. when I recognize I was wrong, that person doesn't have to come to me to point out to me what I did that offended them. I don't even take the time to try to decide whether a person was offended by what I said or did. They may or may not always be aware of what I said or did. I may not be aware initially that what I said was really inappropriate and should not have been said. But when I do, I'm not waiting for that person to come to me and confront me. I know sometimes people will never come to you. They may be upset. They may not be upset. Many people will never come to you and say, hey, look, this is what you did that really bothers me. Some people will come to you. We need to be willing to be strong enough, have the character that gives us the strength to say, hey, you know what? I hear you loud and clear. I truly, truly appreciate you having brought that to my attention. You having brought that up. I appreciate your apology. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be dishonest and say, hey, don't even worry about it. That didn't bother me. There was nothing to it. If you know it really did bother you. Now, if it truly did not bother you, then fine. Let the person know it did not bother you, but you accept the apology anyway. But if it did bother you, let them know, yep, that did bother me. And your having come to me is definitely making it easy for me to let go now. I'm telling you, we can help build our community, build each other up as individuals so much better. I mean, by helping each other become better people. And yes, we can become better people, and we should all become better people. It does not matter where we are in our lives. We can all become better. And so I definitely want to encourage you. Let's do that. Let's make that part of our lifestyle, to be continually becoming better and doing what we can to help other people. Yeah, we can really get off on hurting other people, whether we be very, very wealthy and powerful, or whether we be one of the poorest and least powerful people in the community, in the world, the state. It can be so much fun bringing drama into other people's lives. But I'm just saying, come on, let's bring the good into other people's lives. Use whatever influence we have to bring good into other people's lives. I know one of the things I've wanted to do, not that I have power, but like I said, whatever influence we do have, whoever we are, a mother, a father, an aunt, a niece, a nephew, a fellow student, a professor, a coach, wherever we are in life, we can have an impact on someone. And one of the things that I've wanted to do is share with the community more about what many philanthropists in the area are doing for the people of this area. But I'm not willing to do that without their permission, because some people truly want their philanthropic giving to be anonymous. The organization to whom they provide donations, contributions, cool. They're fine with the people leading the charge at those organizations knowing, but they may not want the public at large, the public in general, to know. And so I think it's a good thing, you know, to play it safe. When I say play it safe, I don't mean that necessarily there are going to be legal issues. I mean simply just from an ethical standpoint, from a privacy standpoint. Just don't divulge that kind of information without having consulted that person and received their consent. them having given the green light first. And I mean, for years, I've been wanting to share with the area, with the people, the speaking with community, some of the great things that have been done, that are being done on a regular basis by philanthropists who you never hear about. And sometimes, you know, we hear and or read the negative about someone who is in power, and we don't hear the positives. And I just think, really, it shouldn't be one-sided. We shouldn't be hearing and reading just the negative. I think, should be given a more balanced picture of who the person, who the people really are. Okay, so we got this negative view based on this, this, and that. But how about this that's also a part of that person's life, a part of what they do for us, and whoever us is, this group, this community, that community? Yes, I am truly all about seeing what we can do to make life better. And that's part of the reason that this program, you know, one of our themes is, one of our mottos is building the individual, the family, and the community. Community on local, state, national, and international levels. And the beauty of it is, even the wealthy and powerful can be built up, depending on how they're portrayed, etc. So anyway, that's my thinking about that. Let me tell you what else we're going to be looking into today. I want us to take a look at aging. And here's my question for you. From your perspective, now think about this for a minute. Is aging a disease that can be treated? Is aging a disease that can be treated? Now, one of the things that we need to do in order to, you know, have a fighting chance of answering that question, let's just say adequately, you know, at least somewhat adequately. I'm no expert at this. You know, I'm no expert at anything. But just looking at this, aging, is it a disease? Now, that's the first part we need to answer. Then, if indeed it is it a disease that can be treated? Now, let me give you, from Merriam-Webster, a definition. Y'all know how I like to do it. I'd rather, you know, we need to, there are times when we need to define words. And as many of you know, rather than I give a definition that comes from out of my head, you give a definition that comes out of your head, you being plural, out of your heads, and we have 8, maybe 12, maybe 15, somewhat similar but still very different definitions of a word, whatever the word is, I prefer to go to the dictionary and we all just agree to accept whatever definition is given by that dictionary. Okay, so Merriam-Webster defines disease this way: a condition of the living animal or plant body or of one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. All right, let me share that with you again. That's a mouthful, right? Here we go. Disease is a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. Okay. Some of the main components of that definition. It impairs normal functioning. It's typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. Get that now. This is what a disease does. It impairs normal functioning. And this is what it is. It is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. There are particular signs and symptoms that say this is what kind of disease this is. Okay. So we got that. We got that down, right? All right, one more time. Okay, I'm with you because I agree. That's still a mouthful. Put those components together now, giving you the components. Okay, so a disease is a condition of the living animal or plant body. This is a condition of the entire body, or it is a condition of the living animal or plant body's parts. One of its parts. It can be affecting the entire body, or it can be affecting part of the body. A condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. Now, some of the synonyms that are used for the word disease are sickness, malady, infectious diseases, sicknesses or maladies. Now, you know what I'm hoping you're doing? I'm hoping that you're plugging this in to the question I asked. Plugging this information into the question that I asked. We're going to delve into this, but I still want you to be thinking, how would that apply to, and here's the question, is aging a disease that can be treated? Okay, so here we go. Let's not focus so much on the part about that can be treated yet. Let's focus some more on whether or not we think it is a disease. Okay, so let's do it this way. Let's substitute the word disease. Let's replace the word disease with its definition, so that we can really follow the question being asked. Is aging a disease? All right. So replacing the word disease with its definition would render this question. Is aging a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms? All right, let's do that again. And all I did was replace the word disease with its definition. Is aging a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms? Further, is aging a sickness, a malady? Is it an infectious condition? Okay, I want you to be thinking about that now. And then we plug in the rest of it. I'm going to keep the definition in the place of the word disease. Is aging a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning? Does aging impair normal functioning? Is aging a condition of the living animal or plant body or one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms? And can it be treated? Be thinking about that.